This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Reports have stated that Antonio Conte still wants Nicolò Zaniolo from Roma, and they have now named their price. Other reports are stating that Spurs offered Roma Javert Tanganga and Tongi Ondombele in part exchange. Jose Mourinho said no, but he will take Oliver Skip in part exchange. A Spurs striker is just about to join Cardiff for £500,000. Four Spurs players could be missing for Tottenham's opening Premier League game against Southampton at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Saturday. And Antonio Conte has come out and said, let's not be arrogant that we have reduced the gap between Liverpool, Manchester City and Chelsea. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button and also like and share. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And please do check out the channel sponsors, One Football, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. Just before I get into it, I would just like to tell you about a new fantasy football prediction game. I've just signed up to this, so it'd be great to see all of my viewers and listeners there as well. It's called Fantasy 5. It's completely free to play. It is a fantasy football prediction game, and you have the chance to win £10,000. Yes, £10,000. Simply choose one player in each of the five Premier League games listed, and if all five beat their fantasy points total, you will win the £10,000. Yes, it is that simple. I've just chosen my team, and of course it includes my favourite Tottenham Hotspur player, Heung-min Son. But even if you don't get 5 out of 5 picks correct, there are prizes on offer every week, month and year. And as I've said, it is completely free to play. It takes only 2 minutes to set up, and they have already paid out £50,000 to jackpot winners. If you want to join in with me, hit the link in the description, and the best of luck. A report was published earlier today by the Daily Mail, and they are stating that Tottenham's giant striker Keon Otete is in talks with Cardiff City in a deal worth £500,000 with Spurs, set to include a buyback clause for the 6 foot 6 inch forward. He is well regarded at Tottenham, but the prospect of him pushing past Harry Kane into the first team setup is slim, and he has taken the decision to move to the Championship for a greater chance of regular first team football. The 20-year-old is undergoing a medical today ahead of agreeing terms, and it is understood that Tottenham Hotspur will also insert a buyback clause. Otete joined Spurs from Notts County after impressing in a trial and has had loan spells with Northampton Town and Cheltenham last season.
It also states that the forward scored three goals in both League One and League Two last season, with Cardiff City clearly having seen enough to make him their 15th signing of the summer transfer window. A report has just been published by Hampshire Live, and they are stating that Antonio Conte could be without several key men on Saturday as Tottenham host Southampton in their first Premier League match of the new campaign. The Lily Whites have had a busy summer of transfers, with sporting director Fabio Paratici and chairman Daniel Levy backing Antonio Conte in the window with several signings, including Brazilian forward Richarlison and former Brighton and Hove Albion midfielder Yves Bissouma, collectively signed for around £85 million. But it seems that Spurs could be without the pair for the opening day clash with the Saints, following the latest reports that Mali international Bissouma has picked up a thigh injury that could rule him out of the contest. Former Everton man Richarlison is already unavailable for the game after the Football Association confirmed he will receive a one-match suspension after admitting a charge of improper conduct. This followed an incident in Everton's clash with Chelsea at Goodison Park on Sunday the 1st of May when he threw a flare off the pitch. Richarlison scored the winner as the Toffees beat the Blues to secure a vital win in their quest for Premier League safety. Despite his absence, Spurs are set to have stars Harry Kane and Heung-min Son available, while January signing Dejan Kulusevski is likely to play with Richarlison not available to face Southampton. Basuma's involvement is touch and go, though, with reports emerging on Wednesday morning suggesting that the midfielder could miss the game after a slight hamstring tweak during the friendly match against Roma in Israel on Saturday, which Spurs lost 1-0. The Mali international was wearing an ice pack on the injury following the match, and his potential absence increases the likelihood of former Southampton captain Pierre-Emile Højbjerg starting the game against his old side alongside Rodrigo Bentancur in the middle of the pitch. Antonio Conte will also be without midfielder Oliver Skipp after he suffered a hairline fracture in his heel following a freak accident on the training pitch. The 21-year-old is said to have jumped for an aerial challenge with a teammate at Hotspur Way a week and a half ago, but fallen awkwardly, leaving the England under-21 international with a deep cut in his foot from the stud impact. He is expected to now miss the first few weeks of the season, further depleting Tottenham's squad for their clash against Southampton. Meanwhile, Jafet Tanganga missed the pre-season friendly against Roma due to illness at the weekend, and it is not clear if he is fit to return against Southampton if selected in the matchday squad. A report has just been published by the Daily Express, and they are stating that Spurs boss Antonio Conte is putting pressure on the club to pursue Roma star Nicolò Zaniolo, according to various reports in Italy. Spurs faced Roma in a friendly in Haifa last Saturday and are claimed to have asked for information about the Italian international. Tottenham have already made six signings this summer in deals that could, in total, rise to above £100 million, but Antonio Conte is clearly not 100% satisfied with his squad as yet. Zaniolo has been linked with a move to North London for several weeks, and Antonio Conte is keen to get a deal done for the 23-year-old in this window. Reports in Italy are claiming that Spurs made an approach to Roma about Zaniolo ahead of the friendly between the two sides in Israel. Roma responded by telling Tottenham that they would not accept an offer of anything less than £50 million, which is the equivalent of 60 million euros. Tottenham Hotspur centre-back Eric Dier has come out and said that he still speaks to Jan Vertonghen and Moussa Dembélé on a regular basis. He said, "People come and go, and in one way, with Jan and Moussa, I would say that they are still my closest friends in football. I speak to Jan Vertonghen pretty much every day." Spurs head coach Antonio Conte has been talking to Sky Sports, previewing the brand new season, and said, "We must not be arrogant and we must not think that in just 7 months we have reduced a gap that has existed for a very long time with the likes of Liverpool, Manchester City and Chelsea." Antonio Conte then added, "We have started a serious path here at Tottenham, made up of work and thoughtful choices." Now, one interesting one this is. Reports in Italy are stating that Tottenham Hotspur offered Jafet Tanganga and Tongi Ondombele in exchange for Roma star Nicolò Zaniolo. And apparently, Roma boss Jose Mourinho, of course, former head coach at Tottenham, turned around and said, "No, we don't want them to. We would like Oliver Skipp instead." Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has just provided the following update, and this could be Tottenham's seventh summer signing. Tottenham have opened talks to sign Udinese left-back Destiny Udogie on a permanent deal with potential loan back for this season. Negotiations at early stages. There is still no full agreement as there are many clubs still interested in the player. Now, my thoughts on all of these stories in this episode, the four Spurs players that could be missing for the Southampton game, Oliver Skip, Java Tanganga, Basuma and Richarlison. Of course, Richarlison is suspended. The other three could be out injured. Oliver Skip is apparently now out for a couple of weeks, so wishing him a speedy recovery. But to be honest, if we were without these four players, of course, it would be great to have a fully fit squad going into the brand new season. But the likes of Yves Basuma, if it's not meant to be and they cannot risk these players, then it's best that they miss this game. And I think we've got great strength in depth anyway going into the brand new season. So I'm not too worried about the Southampton game. It should be a comfortable 3 points. And, you know, hopefully with the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium sold out, all of the fans will get behind the team. Everybody is so excited at the moment. Hopefully we will start the campaign with a win. Now, I did have to laugh about the reports from Italy, whether they are true or not, but it just sounds so Jose Mourinho-esque, doesn't it? We'll give you Tanguy Ndombele and Jaffa Tanganga for Zaniolo. And I can just imagine Jose Mourinho turn around saying, no, we don't want them to, but tell Tottenham Hotspur and tell Daniel Levy that we'll take Oliver Skip instead, because he was a huge fan of Oliver Skip, and rightly so. He's a fantastic player. That is why it is sad that he is out injured at the moment, but speedy recovery to him, as I said. Spurs set to sell Keon Ateta to Cardiff City for £500,000. Hasn't broken to the first team yet. Of course, we signed him a couple of years ago from Notts County. But I think Spurs are boxing this one clever by, you know, if anybody they feel that could be a star in the future, they are starting to insert many clauses now with the buyback option. So I think that's fantastic. Antonio Conte coming out saying, let's not be arrogant thinking that we have reduced the gap between Liverpool, Manchester City and Chelsea. Well, I think that we have had a fantastic window. Of course, we do have a fair few weeks left of this window. Another one or two signings, then I'm sure that Antonio Conte will be getting excited despite what he says, because you know, for most of last season, he said that, you know, top four wasn't really on the cards. But we know deep down that that is what he was gunning for. And that is exactly what he delivered at Tottenham. So I'm going to say it again. Exciting times ahead. Now, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. Also, like and share. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And also, please do check out the channel sponsors, One Football, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.